Yeah, I didn't notice that. I noticed that there's something in the news about the election of Obama. I must tell you, I was elated at the election of Obama. Elated. Now you say, how can an anarchist be elated at any election? But an anarchist, I'm talking about myself now as an anarchist, because I adapt to whatever crowd I'm in. And actually, when people, sometimes people want to label me. People always want to label you, right? People approach me with a certain look, say, what are you? Are you a Marxist? Are you this? Are you that? Are you a socialist? So I say, this is really what I tell them. I hope you don't hold this against me. I say, well, I'm something of a Marxist, something of a socialist, something of an anarchist. I just draw from whatever I think makes sense. So being something of an anarchist, anarchists don't have much faith in elections, with good reason. And we, although I was elated, really elated, that Obama won over McCain, one, there are reasons for me to be elated, and two, there are reasons for me to stop after my initial reaction and say, now wait a while. What does this mean, and how significant is this? And is this time for just continued self-congratulation or for something else? No, I'm elated because the election of Obama has a certain meaning. It doesn't mean that we're going to have a new world. It doesn't mean that this means we're solving our problems. No, it doesn't mean that. But it means that the American people in the last 30 or 40 years have moved enough away from the racism that has always pervaded this society. They've moved enough away from it for enough white people, and a lot of people, white people voted for Obama, he wouldn't have made it, for enough white people to move away from that racist heritage and vote for a black man, or at least a half black man, which is just as good. Yeah, he has an all black wife. And, this whole business of black and white is so ridiculous, of course, we know that. Having lived and taught in a black community in the South, one of the things that strikes you when you live among and teach among black people is black, they're all different colors. There's a whole gradation. And then you look around at white people. White people are not white. They're all different grades of yellow and gray and pink and tan. And nobody is really white. If somebody was white, you'd turn them in. it's a good sign that Obama was elected. Anarchists, and that part of me which is an anarchist, and that part of me which is a historian also and which looks at elections and how important elections are, says our fate does not really depend on who is sitting in the White House. Our fate depends on who is sitting outside the White House. Who is picketing the White House, you see. But Obama, understanding the important changes that have taken place in this country, the steps towards social justice, they're only steps. The end of slavery and the end of the segregation signs in the South and the end of the Vietnam War and the rise of a women's movement and of a gay and lesbian movement and disabled people's movement. These things, they did not come through the initiative of the president or Congress or a constitutional amendment, or the Supreme Court. They came out of the actions of ordinary people. They came out of citizens' actions. They came out of what anarchists call direct action. direct action against the source of your oppression. That's how change takes place, not because of the president or Congress. But we can't ignore the fact that there are certain constellations, certain combinations of power at the top, which are a little more receptive to social movements than others. There's some political leaders who are more open to the possibility of change than others, just as Roosevelt was more open to the pressure of the strikes and the rent agitators and the unemployed councils. He was more sensitive to that than Herbert Hoover was. So I feel that Obama is more sensitive, partly because he's black, but there are signs that he will be more sensitive. There are signs that with Obama, there's an opening for citizens to rush into and for the energy. He evoked a lot of energy out of especially young people. And the energy that may have been not misplaced, but enthusiasm that might have been mistaken by people who think that, oh, if we only elect him, everything will be okay. But still, there was that enthusiasm and that energy. And if that enthusiasm and that energy, that expectation that people had of him, which so far he hasn't actually shown that he will fulfill, but if that expectation then continues as he becomes president, and if people, all that energy rushes into that opening, that little opening that has been created by this election, well, then we will face the possibility of a great new social movement in this country. That will be the thing that will bring about change, not just the election.
Okay.